Happy Friday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, coming to you from the undisclosed location, live on Memorex default route. I'm back. I feel like I'm back in shape. I feel like I am back in shape. It took months. It really took months. And in those months, though, there were flashes of me feeling good. You know, during those months, there was plenty of times where, you know, I felt damn good. You know, felt, you know, more than just capable. But not at the level that I notice myself at now. It's to the point where life is just easier. In general, life is just easier. Work is easier. I'm noticing that when I walk, I'm walking farther in the same amount of time. And my weight this morning, 213.2. I reiterate, my weight this morning, 213.2, probably the lowest it's been all year. The previous low was the first week of August of this year, 3-4 weeks ago, where I was 213.6. Then, of course, things went down. I traveled with this. I forget whatever happened. Then it went up a little. And it's coming back down again. That seems to be the pattern. This thing timed out because of the heat, and I got the cover off. So I turned off the Bluetooth. Hopefully that helped. I tried to turn down the screen brightness, but I don't think I can do that. Let me see if I can do that now. All right, I turned down the screen brightness to where I can barely see myself on the screen, but hopefully I can still see it's recording. I can, yeah. It's hot, and it timed out after, what, 2-3 minutes from the heat? And it's that hot, and I'm wearing my sauna jacket. So I'm gonna sweat it up at 213.2. There's a chance, a very good chance, that I weigh in under 210 today. Which again, I will reiterate, is probably an anomaly weight. My real weight is probably a couple pounds more than that, but it's an indication of trend. If I get down 209, today, and I act right tonight. And last night, I felt like I acted right-ish. I had a salad. It was bigger than usual. No, it wasn't bigger than usual, my God. It was bigger than my last salad that I made kind of really proportioned, really small. And I had a chicken thigh that night. But last night, I just had the salad after work. And I got an air quote salad again. Because even though it was lettuce in there, it was more meat, cheese, dressing, mushrooms, dressing. Did I say dressing? I should probably say dressing again. The only dressing my mother had was Catalina and this Caesar's kind that she likes. So I didn't have my Thousand Island and blue cheese combination. And I kind of missed it. But of course, the cheese and the meat made up for it. And it seemed to digest a little easier yesterday. Passing through, if you know what I mean. And, you know, I went to bed satisfied. And I wasn't urging for more food. I felt satisfied. So that was, I think, like I said in an earlier video, I had gotten away from eating whole or raw foods or eating sensible foods, preparing sensible meals. I was thinking, well, if I just eat a little bit of not so good junk food, quote unquote, you know, like hamburgers, hot dogs, whatever, if I don't eat as much, you know, that would be just as good as eating a healthier, a bigger quote unquote foods that may be more healthy. But that don't seem to be the case. Because I start doing the salads and it was like boom. I felt better. Feel better at night, laying in the bed, and it sticks with me. I don't get hungry. And then after I ate my salads, like almost right after I got off work a little bit, pretty much, set up and watch Chicago Fire. We're at season 3, episode 5. We started from the beginning. Silver Ride just got married. Spoiler alert. Too late, I guess. But hell, that's 13 years ago this show aired. Yeah, so, and then after I ate and sat there for a while, you know, pretty full. You know, I had a satisfied full feeling. It was definitely fulfilling and rewarding. You know, so I felt good drinking my Kool-Aid. And then before I went to bed, I got 2 freeze pops, 2 knockoff brand freeze pops. They were like, they're not as big as the freeze pops as when we was little, but you know, they don't seem to be as big, but anyway, had 2 of those, got in bed. Was on the scale last night, 214.6 or something like that, 214.6 or something of that nature. You know, the way before I go to bed. And so I knew I was going, and I was like low. I was like really low, you know, for an evening way. Sure enough, woke up this morning with the lowest weigh-in this year, probably. That's inspiring. Happy Friday. Looks like I survived the first part of this perceived ordeal, in that spending time at mother's is usually a food fest, or you know, you just settle into that idea of food and nurture and comfort and relaxation and laziness. I seem to have beat that, even though I'm working. You know, I was always in a habit of, after work, eating a little too much. But look, I'm doing good. So the next thing I got to keep an eye out for is this 3-day weekend coming up. And not to succumb to too much decadence, or at least get a double walk in something. Because I don't want to give it all back. And I know I won't, but I don't want to give any of it back. If I can make it through till Tuesday on this track and get back to work, because you got Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, well, I guess, to the first game of the season, Pittsburgh at Atlanta. Not that is going to probably affect my eating or my habits, but at least it's something to look forward to, something to, you know, something to anticipate. Oh, they'll be eating that day. But see, the game's come on at 10 o'clock in the morning. I don't know how I'm going to do that. The game's come on at 10 o'clock in the morning, and I've done this so many times before. It's not like my first season doing this, you know. But still, that's an adjustment. I don't know why it feels like it's going to have to be such a big adjustment. I've done all the games always come on at 10 a.m. And, I mean, what's changed from this year to last year to where this 10 a.m. feels so intrusive on my sleeper lifestyle or whatever? But I got to figure it out for Sunday. Maybe, you know, I'll get my steps after the game. Or get up at 8:30, like I usually do, and walk till 10. Get about 90 minutes in, if I'm lucky, and get back, shower, watch the game, eat a small breakfast, and see how that goes. Yeah, we'll work it out. And then after that, another perilous moment, going back to the ultimate remote location. That's always first stop at Sparkle Market, and it's pretty much on from there. Circus Peanuts and cream-filled Danish, my ham salad, chips, popcorn. Hopefully, you know, hopefully I'm in a better space, in a better condition to handle that. And right now I feel like I am. Right now I feel like I'm not craving to eat all that. I think last time I was there, I had quit smoking Black & Miles. You know, but I probably last time I was there, 2 months ago, I wasn't smoking Black & Miles. But I definitely replaced that with eating. I definitely replaced that reward or that stimulation with eating. No doubt. It's just too... It's comfortable, though. I don't always like this. I don't like it so cold. It kind of don't matter, though. It kind of don't matter. Because these aren't really to be watched. You know, they're not really to be watched. They're to be listened to. And they turn into audio podcasts primarily anyway. And the video basically is just sort of post nicely to Facebook. And it gives people something. You know, give people a little extra stimulation with the dialogue, I guess. Even if it's low resolution, and sometimes with too much backlight and hard to see me and all that stuff. But anyhow, I'm feeling good. Happy Friday. I'm ready to get to work and do some stuff, accomplish some things, which I should do over this weekend, attack a few. Oh, look at this. What time is it? Am I late or am I early? Usually comes at 10 o'clock. Look at that. Trying to see what time it is. Yep, 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. Should be coming from this way down here. There she is. There she goes. I wonder if I'm late then. I'm probably running a little bit behind. Woo! I love trains. I do love these. Now see, when I shot that, I shot it at 640 by 360. I wish I had been at a higher resolution. And possibly even maybe the highest resolution to have that, you know, as B-roll. Because I like to use all original. I don't like using other people's B-roll. I like everything for me that I use to be Jeffrey TV shot, to be Jeffrey TV created. And not so much because of rights or royalties or anything. My ego is just like that. I just like my stuff better. Or hopefully I can make my stuff be comparable to that, to the canned B-roll. Because some of that music, see, I think the music out there that they have for you for free And he's if you subscribe to like a video software, and they have can B-roll, they have canned backgrounds, all that, and especially the music. I think we're used to that. We've been programmed to hear that as being professional or whatever. So when people actually use that stuff, even when I use it, it sounds really good. I mean, it just sounds really good. It sounds like that's the way it's supposed to be. And I don't believe in that's the way it's supposed to be. There is nothing that is supposed to be anything unless a conscious creature or being or a conscious entity decides what it's going to be. It's subjective. Supposed to be is subjective, determined by what we call consciousness. You can't have supposed to without consciousness. You can't have ought to be without consciousness. Should. All that. Somebody has to make a call. That's all subjective. Why is it turning red? Huh? Am I on the camera? It says external. How come it's not turning red?
Oh my God. Don't tell me
this ain't working. Oh, I'm on. Okay, it was working. Now it's turning red. It was still recording. I don't know why it wasn't going into the red. When I talk real loud, it's supposed to go into the red. I like that because I like to have my voice recorded loud. Anyway, it got everything I was saying, which is the point. Which I forget was the point. Whatever point I was trying to make. I'm not sure what it was. I forgot. I probably could guess around what line I was talking. You know, what general subject matter. Oh, also, Fool in Love is tomorrow. Super mega concert with way too many acts in too short a time. George Clinton, Parliament Funkadelic is supposed to headline the bounce stage. I personally don't think they're going to get to play because there's no way in hell they're going to be able to stick to that schedule. P-Funk is supposed to get 45 minutes. And the band before, I think Zap is supposed to get like 35 or something like that. And then I'm like, how you gonna change stages? Even if you rotate them, you got a rotating stage where you can get people set up in the back, spin it around. There was like no time left in there to set up. And definitely I didn't see any time to sound check. So it's going to be all like that, but we'll see how it goes. No, I guess we won't. I was thinking tickets was going to come down, but they didn't. They were still $450. You get $450 for two tickets. I thought I'd find them on Groupon at a discount, but I guess they're selling. The Platinum VIPs were sold out. All the Platinum VIPs been sold out. And then you got the General Admission Plus tickets, the same price as the VIP tickets. I don't understand that at all. So, I mean, you kind of know what you're getting into by looking at the lineup. I mean, Lionel Richie, Shalimar, Midnight Star. I mean, everybody is there. I mean, it's just a whole gamut of people, different stages. It's just ridiculous, actually. But it is something that you might want to say, hey, I was there. You know, something you might just want to say, hey, I was there. And maybe if tickets was to go on sale tomorrow, I'd grab one just to go in there and witness it. because it is going to be a wonderful, beautiful mess that, you know, it'd be kind of cool to say I was there. You know, I was there. I was one of the, it was definitely one of those kind of events where you want to say, I was there. You know? I was there. I was thinking about it. And the ticket price, $450, is good because it's going to keep a lot of people out, hopefully. Hopefully it keeps a lot of people out and people don't be crashing the gate. And if they do with the VIP section, hopefully it's police to keep people out, which I doubt is going to be able to happen. But looking at the bands that are playing, not too many, it shouldn't be that many young knuckleheads there. It shouldn't be that many young knuckleheads there. It's not like a rap, not too many young people. It might be an older, hopefully an older school crowd. You know, more sedate, sit down, you know, relax. You know, without that youthful tension that we all loved in our younger years. So that's that. We'll see how that goes. Or if I go. If I don't, you know, I just go on Facebook and see who's posting about it. But we'll see. I was just wondering if any of the band members from P-Funk, they're going to be in L.A. That's kind of cool. Would be nice to see them. You know, see some of the P-Funks here in L.A. But I think they know better how that's going to work out. They might just be flying in tomorrow, flying right back out the next day. Flying tomorrow. P-Funk ain't supposed to hit the stage till 10:15. So there's a good chance that they probably fly in sometime tomorrow afternoon, late afternoon. Because the airport is right by the, in Inglewood, the airport is right there. LAX is like right there, probably a 20-minute ride. And they just, you know, go in, do what they do. Maybe can, well, they, I guess they're going to need a room. I wonder how all that works. They're going to need a room. Unless they're going to do something until they catch their flights back the next day. You know, it's logistics. I'm into the logistics of it all. But I don't know if I'm into the logistics of planning for so many people and so many different fluid events and happenings and stuff like that. It'll probably be fun for a while. It'll probably be fun for a while. No, it'll be exciting for a while. And then the fun will wear off. And then you probably settle into a, with knowledge and experience of how to do it. And it'll become easier and more pleasant to do. But, you know, I mean, it would be nice to go see Zap. And I think Cameo's supposed to come on like 11 a.m. Cameo's supposed to be like at noon or 1 p.m. And P-Funk don't come on until like 10 p.m. And you got bands all the way through. My thing is there going to be seats? Is it going to be a place where I can go lay down, take a nap? Jeez. I know there's going to be food and stuff. I mean, I hope that. I'm sure there's going to be food, even though they might, quote unquote, mess that up too. Even if it's food trucks, line be too long or whatever. You know how you go through all that. But you're going to be there for hours. 11 to 11. 12 hours, so. I don't know. Gotta see. We'll see how it goes tonight. See what happens as it goes tonight. Ticket prices and this and that. People talking on Facebook. Last minute this, last minute that. Can you hear wind? A little bit windy. Every time I walk on the street, there's wind. It's especially when I walk down, when I take the alternate route. It's always to me like a wind. Not so much where I'm walking at the default location. That's why I had to get the wind guard. Anyway, feeling good, energized, excited to see what Mr. Scale going to tell me when I get home. Ready for work on a Friday. Feeling it's payday today, which kind of don't matter. It's just, you know, a fluid movement of money. Where I made a poster where I haven't been to the bank in 2 years. All my bills are auto pay, online. Check is auto deposited. I write maybe three checks a year. That's to pay taxes or for something that I want postmarked, but I don't want the hit. Whatever, not that it matters. And I went on to say, not only do I not write only like two checks a year, I barely write at all. I still see people with paper and pencil writing stuff, and it looks prehistoric, it looks primitive. I put it all in my phone, and I type it in my phone, but I'm getting more and more used to speaking into my phone. I like to test this text to speech, work it out. And what I'm really doing is looking more and more into AI. Have AI summarize my notes. Have AI go through everything and lay it out the way I want to. Because it's real. You got to check it, but that's all you got to do is check it. You don't got to rewrite it. You know, you tell it, say, hey, summarize this, use bullet points. Tell me how many things I need to do. When is the deadline? Did I set a deadline? Everything. It'll summarize all that, you know. And I can just, you know, ramble into my phone, into a note. Someone's all like, blah, 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 pick it up at 12. Make sure I get this, 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 that. AI, what does all that mean? And it'll tell me. So I don't even write anymore. I forced myself to get used to typing it straight into my OneNote, or I used to put it in the email even, because you put it in a draft email gets saved, it won't just disappear. And then you go back and find that draft, you can send it to yourself, then it's really locked in. Once it's in your inbox, it's on the server, it's locked in. I've had an email in my inbox for 2 years. I got a Starbucks coupon. It's probably been in my inbox for 2 years. And I still use my AOL email too. I never log into AOL. But what AOL did do was they made it so you had to log in to get a special password to access your account through a third-party email client. You had to get a special password. You couldn't use your mailbox password or your AOL password. You had to log in and get a special server email password. So you had to log into AOL. It's been a couple years since I did that. Everything's still working. But I need to probably set it up again, because it's not working on my Outlook isn't working on my phone. And so I couldn't get it to work right, so I just have to get it. I went back to using my old email client that I paid for, Lifetime, for like $4.99, Aquamail Pro. That was everything I needed to do, and I'm used to it. Instead of using Outlook on my phone, which I'm paying for, which is probably better, more integrated, more powerful. Maybe I'll try to do that today. Maybe I'll try to get Outlook working on my phone today. I mean, and I did want to kind of log into AOL just to see what it was like. Maybe I even download the AOL app to my phone just to see. Maybe if I log in, it goes, you've got mail. just to hear that, you know. Anyway, y'all, two times for me, for the funk, and for feeling good, because feeling good feels good. Being in shape, ready for the world, ready for Fridays. Bring it on, whatever you got, I'm ready for it. And that's after battle. Regardless of what happens, waking up, feeling whatever you got, come on, I'm ready. That's faith. That's after battle. Makes for a better functioning human being, whether it's valid or not. Whether if you have faith in an imaginary object or not, it's the faith that brings you power, not that object. Two times swinging on y'all. For you, for me, the funk, and for every elementary particle that's ever existed in any atom, in this, or in any universe that ever was, is, was, and will be. A totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all. As one. My name is Jeffrey.